Showers and storms become rather numerous, especially by the afternoon and evening hours. Locally heavy downpours. They'll thin out in the overnight hours tonight. Low temperature in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, with a high around 92, partial sunshine, still a generous supply of random storms. Then on Thursday and Friday, not as many storms to go around, with high temperatures edging back towards the middle 90s. Our free weather app is great to have on these active weather days, with advanced interactive radar plus future radar and instant push notifications for severe weather alerts wherever you are. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Voters head back to the polls today for the runoff election. Some of the major runoffs include the race for Attorney General, Lieutenant Governor, and Agriculture Commissioner. Polls are open from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. Operation Southern Shield is underway across the state this week. Alabama is one of five states taking part in the week-long crackdown on speeding. Officials with the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency say speeding is the number one cause of traffic fatalities in Alabama. Operation Southern Shield continues through Sunday. And the Troy University community will say goodbye to a campus landmark tonight. The former basketball arena, Sartain Hall, is set to be demolished later this year to make room for more parking. The Alumni Association is hosting a farewell event tonight at 5:30. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
I'm Judge Michelle Thomas, and I'm running for the Alabama Court of Civil Appeals. Did you know that 75% to 80% of civil appeals are family court cases permanently affecting the lives of children and families of Alabama? And I've ruled on over 13,000 of these cases. My opponent, she has never ruled on even one. July 17th. Vote for the judge with a heart for families and children. Vote Michelle Manley Thomason, second on the ballot, but first in experience.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Judge Michelle Manley Thomason, P.O. Box 221, Fairhope, Alabama 36533.
I'm lifelong Republican Rich Anderson, a candidate for our Court of Criminal Appeals. There's only one candidate in the runoff who's fought for crime victims in every appellate court. That's Rich Anderson. There's only one candidate who has any experience in appellate court. That's Rich Anderson. I'm Rich Anderson. I've kept dozens of murderers off our streets, and I've got the experience to get justice done in our Court of Criminal Appeals. Choose the right experience on July 17th. Choose Rich Anderson. Paid for by Anderson for Alabama, P.O. Box 2337, Montgomery, Alabama 36102.
President Donald Trump.
I'm looking for judges, people that will respect the Constitution.
Judges like Alabama's conservative Judge Sarah Stewart.
I'm Judge Sarah Stewart. I think it matters who serves on the Supreme Court.
Like President Trump, conservative Judge Sarah Stewart will uphold the Constitution. That's why she's running for the Alabama Supreme Court. More than 25 years of legal experience and over a decade on the bench, conservative Judge Sarah Stewart will protect our Second Amendment gun rights, defend the life of the unborn, and guard our nation against evildoers who threaten our way of life. Honest, fair, experienced. Conservative Judge Sarah Stewart is uniquely qualified to sit on Alabama's Supreme Court. Judge Sarah Stewart will ensure swift, firm, and fair justice. On July 17th, vote Conservative Judge Sarah Stewart to the Alabama Supreme Court. Paid for by Judge Sarah Stewart, Alabama Supreme Court, 2029B Airport Boulevard, number 206, Mobile, Alabama, 36606.
Bobby Bright once said he had no regrets about voting for Nancy Pelosi as Speaker. Guess that's why he voted with Pelosi's liberal agenda more than 70% of the time and accepted $25,000 in campaign contributions from her, and why he defended Obamacare.
Alabama's true conservative choice, Martha Roby. Roby's been a fierce advocate for Alabama values in Washington. That's why Roby supported the Trump tax cuts and stood up for Alabama farmers by voting for the Farm Bill. Martha Roby is working hand in hand with President Trump to move Alabama forward.
Our choice for Congress is clear. Fall with Pelosi and Bright, or stand tall with Roby and President Trump. Tuesday, July 17th. Vote Martha Roby for Congress.
The U.S. Chamber is responsible for the content of this advertising, paid for by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.uschamber.com.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
how I feel about Election Day. I love Election Day.
Do you ride around and look at the precinct?
Sometimes.
I used to do that. Doesn't do any good.
Doesn't change a single vote.
It gives you something to do.
There's nothing else to do. I was talking to a campaign professional yesterday. I said, we hadn't had time to talk the last few days.
Right.
And then today. And she said, well, why don't we talk tomorrow? There's nothing going on tomorrow anyway. I said, what do you normally do on Election Day? She said, get my nails done. I mean, it's just nothing to do. The votes are being counted. There's no more work to be put in. This is what it's all about. It's Election Day 2018, primary runoff, July the 17th. And because it's a special occasion, Dave Mowry joined me.
That's right.
And because it's a special occasion, Amy Winehouse opens the show.
Boom.
And because it's a normal day, Jack Campbell owns it.
Yeah, 3:30, I'm here.
Jack 3:30.
All piled up.
Present. I do want to get to the election, but I would be absolutely remiss if we did not spend some time in the opening segment talking about what is, without a doubt, the most underreported story in the history of American politics, which is yesterday, Donald Trump's press conference with President Vladimir Putin of the Russian Federation. A highlight slipped out of this speech. I don't know if you guys caught it, or that was this press conference. I don't know if you guys caught it, but it was absolutely unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. Did you guys know? And you wouldn't know if you're watching TV. Yeah, let me just say this. Everybody knows there's been outrage about this press conference. Republicans, Donald Trump needs to side with Donald Trump needs to side with the intelligence community. Democrats, Donald Trump has committed treason. Do you realize that Vladimir Putin just yesterday said that Russians laundered $400 million to the Hillary Clinton campaign illegally? Did you guys realize that was a key point of that press conference yesterday?
No.
Know why you haven't realized it?
NPR was going on about, he went off the rail talking about Hillary and the Democrats, you know, which had nothing to do with his meeting with Putin.
No, it had everything to do with the meeting with Putin.
Well, I didn't know what you just said, so that's...
Did you know why?
It's that Browder guy, right?
Yes!
Yeah.
Yes, $400 million! $400 million to a presidential campaign, and you want to talk to me about Russian involvement? Russian interference in the election? And nobody's reporting it! Why is no... I will read you the quote. Why is no one talking about this? I am beside myself. If you have ever doubted me, if you've ever listened to this program, thought that Barron's kind of crazy.
That's pretty much every day.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, stop doubting. This is unbelievable. Unbelievable. Here's what he said. Here's what Vladimir Putin said yesterday. This was in the press conference that they're all reporting on, but they're reporting that Trump is treasonous and everything else. Here's what came out of Vladimir Putin's mouth. Not one media... I had to read the transcript to find it.
Look at the game tape.
I had to read the transcript to find what I'm about to read you, because it's not been reported on Fox News. It's not been reported on MSNBC. It's not been reported on CNN. It's not been reported on any of the evening news services. Websites, I can't find it anywhere. Here's what it said. Vladimir Putin. We can take another step. We can let U.S. official... wrong paragraph.
Wrong.
There's a well-known case of Hermitage Capital. According to our investigation, British businessman Bill Browder's partners have illegally made more than $1.5 billion in Russia. They've paid no taxes in Russia or the United States, but they transferred this money to the United States. $400 million have been channeled into Hillary Clinton's election campaign.
Putin said that?
Yes! 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 And not one person has reported it. I had to go to the transcript to read it.
Now, on the other hand...
Yeah.
I've read that dude's book about doing business in Russia.
Yeah.
Post-fall of the Soviet Union.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to say that I don't believe that that happened, but I'm also not necessarily just going to take Putin's
word for it. No. I'm not taking his word for it. But please, by all means, report it.
Right. No, I agree with
that. The guy just said $400 million of illegal money was funneled from Russia through Browder to the Clinton campaign.
Right. If nothing else, you need to acknowledge that it's been alleged.
Alleged. Not one person talking about it. Instead, they're saying that Donald Trump has doubts about the intelligence community's assessment of the election meddling. I have doubts. You want to know why Donald Trump has doubts? Where the hell is the server at the DNC? Why is every independent expert that's looked at the transfer speeds come to the conclusion that it had to be done on site? It's like 70-something experts have looked at the transfer speeds. Computer experts. Cybersecurity experts. The NSA best. Employees.
They're very good at computer
They've cyber. Looked at it and said it had, based on the transfer speeds.
Listen, we know cyber.
The download from the DNC server had to have been done on site.
That's nuts.
It had to have been.
Like so, there's no way to exploit. You can't get speeds that fast.
There aren't pipes big enough going from the United States to Russia to do it. Or going from the United States to anywhere.
That's nuts.
Or going from, like, Arlington to Washington, D.C. There's no pipe big
can't
enough
happen.
To
Couldn't
do it.
Happen. Wouldn't happen.
So it had to be done on site. Why is no one acknowledging the reality of this? I feel like I'm living in friggin' bizarro world right now.
We are through the looking glass here, people.
It's unbelievable.
White is black, and black is white.
If you've never read 1984, go read it. And let me tell you, it's not a love story. It doesn't end well. It ends with... can I go ahead and spoil it?
Of course. I think you can. It was basically in 1944.
It's basically in the public domain now.
Yeah.
It ends with Winston giving in. All right? Yep. I'll go ahead and spoil
That's
it.
Right.
And he's the hero of the book. And I feel like Winston right now. I'm about to give in because what's the point? When everybody tells you blue is red, what's the point of believing blue is blue? What's the point?
The Pearl Gin's not that bad, Baron. Just drink it.
It's unbelievable what's going on in this country right now.
Oh, come on. That was a pretty deep pull from 1984.
That was a very deep pull from 1984. I read that book to my daughter when she was like 6 months old. She didn't understand a word.
Of course she did.
Instead, they're saying that Trump sucked up to Russia. He didn't represent.
Again.
Yeah, you know.
You can't say a bad word about Vlad.
But honestly, if all of this is fake, if the investigation into Russian interference is totally fake.
Right.
If they didn't hack the DNC servers or anything else, which I think all evidence points to the fact that they didn't, why the hell would he be hard on Putin? What has he done? What has he done? Every single president since Franklin Roosevelt has met with the president of Russia in person, face-to-face at a meeting. Every single president. Ronald Reagan did it. George Bush did it.
Kennedy.
Everyone. Everyone. Yeah. You insert name of president here. They've all met with the president of Russia or the Soviet Union.
And if he had not, they would have said... He refuses to
meet with him because he's an asset.
Yeah, exactly.
They can't be seen in public together. You know, yeah, it's like...
But this entire thing is made up. Just understand everything you see right now is not reality. Nothing.
That narrative was written before he ever flew out of the United States to go. They'd already decided they were going to... because he had success in North Korea, they were not going to let him have success in Russia.
Like that, I'm sure you covered it, where the people sent out the press release about Kavanaugh, and it had like it had XXX over the name of the nominee, said like Trump's nominee, and then like in parentheses, XXX, fill in here. Like, but they sent it out. Just like that. Like, with the fill in the blank not filled in. Yeah, so like you said, they just had it all pre-written. It wouldn't have mattered if it was Baron Coleman or Jack Campbell or Dave Mowry or Brett Kavanaugh. They were going to get the same treatment. He's unqualified. He's this, he's that. He's a racist.
Same
thing with this. It's like everything is the same. It's just it's almost like news by Mad Libs. You know what I mean? Just
and
fill in something about spying.
And I'll tell you someone I don't
money,
like.
Something about treason.
And I haven't liked him in several years is Mike Wallace.
Chris Wallace.
And I didn't like Mike either, but I don't like
Putin. Yeah, the old man stunk too.
And handing him the indictments, and Putin is like, he didn't take them.
No.
And now they're criticizing Putin for.
My favorite one, Jack, is that the soccer ball that Putin gave him. Probably bugged.
you think they're going to put it in a place of prominence in the White House?
Because
it's a soccer ball.
Well, you know, because Trump he gave it to Melania and to give to Barron.
Yeah,
and so definitely bugged, right? Because they're not going to check that or anything.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. I think personally that Trump is like the best dude at playing everyone because he knows that people are going to say stuff like that, and that's why he does it. He like we've talked about this before, Barron. Like he was in the New York media for so long. Oh. He just knows how to just play them like a fiddle.
And they're idiots.
And they just all buy into it.
They just fall right into it. He knows what he's doing. But I'm sorry. Everything you think you know about Russian interference in the election is wrong. It's just wrong.
Wrong.
Did the Russians try to interfere in the elections? Hell yeah, they did. Have they done it every year since like 1940? Yes. Yes, they always try to interfere in American elections. They buy ads. They do the things that every other country is doing. You don't think France bought ads in this election? I promise you they did. We're just not looking at it. You don't think Germany brought it? You don't think
Germany?
You don't think Merkel had an interest in not having Trump win?
Oh, no doubt.
They bought ads. They tried to organize stuff. It's what we do. We do it over there. They do it over here. I made the point yesterday. Barack Obama went and campaigned for Emmanuel Macron. He went and campaigned against Brexit.
Mm-hmm.
That is an American interfering in a foreign election on foreign soil, and a president of the United States, no less.
I mean, we could always talk about Guatemala or Iran or anything. You know?
No, you...
I'm just saying, we have a pretty good history of doing that.
A friend of ours, I'm not going to say his name on air.
I ain't mad at us about it. I'm just saying that we have a history of doing
it. A friend of ours, I'm not going to say his name on air, but during the Honduran coup a few years ago, 10, 12 years ago, whenever it was, I was watching the news one day, and they said local officials on the ground are in constant communication with, and then our friend's name came up, and I thought, oh my gosh. They were like, who is a close associate of Hillary Clinton and is believed to be leading the coup? And I was thinking, oh my gosh.
Oh, I know exactly who you're talking
about. No, I couldn't believe it. I was like, change the channel. Change the channel.
I don't want to know.
I don't want to know stuff like this. I don't want to be bugged. I mean, but that's the reality is. Americans interfere in other people's elections. They interfere in our elections. It doesn't mean Trump had squat to do with it. And I promise you, they did not hack anything. Nothing. Nothing was hacked. Nothing was hacked. An employee downloaded the information. That was it. He was upset about the way Bernie was treated. That was the... That's,
and Bernie.
The fact that, like... legitimate Republicans are getting upset about this is absolutely incredible. It shows how deeply compromised they all are.
How stupid they are.
And compromised. I really believe it's about them being compromised. I really, really do. All right, I'll take a breath. 272-9228 is the number if you want to get in. We will talk about the elections today. We've got plenty of guests coming in. Flowers is going to come in a little bit later. Twinkle's going to swing by during the 11 o'clock hour. Kim Williams from Alabama Home Mortgage will join us for a segment during the 10 o'clock hour as well. So we have guests aplenty. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman are here with you every day. Your phone calls are welcome. They're backing up. We have one line available for you. We'll take some of these phone calls on the other side of the break. I want your thoughts as well at 272-9228. But gentlemen, $400 million to the Hillary Clinton campaign out of Russia, and not one news organization thinks, hey, we ought to print that. We ought to look into that. We ought to mention that it was mentioned. Not one. Not one. $400 million, not $40, not $400.
Not even $4 million.
Not even $400,000 sent from one pack to another.
That would be a lot of money. That would be Steve Marshall town of money.
I know. I was awesome.
I wasn't implying anything. I just was saying that.
That's the amount of money he broke the law with. We're talking $400 million. 1,000 times that, Dave.
1,000 times that.
We'll be back.
And talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, what are you doing up here on the roof?
I want to tell the world I just met the woman of my dreams. Well, what about you?
I want to tell the world that Liberty Mutual saved me $782.
Liberty did what?
They saved me $782.
Oh, you go first then. $782 really puts finding love into perspective.
Visit us online to get a quote and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
If you plan to enjoy your lawn this summer, remember, so do bugs. Change their plans with Roundup Bug Destroyer from the Home Depot. And right now, save up to $20. Bug Destroyer kills over 100 kinds of insects, even grubs and ticks, and keeps killing for 3 months without harming the lawn. It's a long summer. Better plan accordingly. Right now, when you buy more, you can save more. Up to $20 on Roundup Bug Destroyer. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection varies by store.
The president of
of the United States.
Just as I promised the American people from this podium 11 months ago, we enacted the biggest tax cuts and reforms in American history.
When President Trump promised tax cuts, Twinkle Kavanaugh promised that those savings would go back into the pockets of hardworking Alabamians. And both Trump and Twinkle lived up to their promises. Just weeks ago, Twinkle Kavanaugh, as head of the Public Service Commission, led the effort to return $337 million of the Trump tax cuts to electricity customers in Alabama. That's more than $300 million Twinkle Kavanaugh ordered the big utilities to return to hardworking Alabamians. And under Twinkle, the price of natural gas for our homes hit its lowest mark in a decade, putting money back in the pockets of Alabama families, keeping her promise to turn Christian values into conservative government. Twinkle Kavanaugh for Lieutenant Governor.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama. Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
Attorney General Steve Marshall is fighting alongside President Trump. A Christian conservative, Steve Marshall will uphold our values. Steve Marshall is pro-life and protected a pregnancy center's right to free speech. A defender of gun rights, Steve Marshall is endorsed by the NRA. And Steve Marshall fought to stop sanctuary cities and end illegal immigration. Here's Steve Marshall and President Trump, our conservative fighters.
I'm a Christian conservative driven by my faith. May God bless our glorious nation. I'm pro-life and will protect the unborn.
Every child is a precious gift from God.
I will always defend our gun rights.
I will protect our Second Amendment.
I will crack down on sanctuary cities.
We will end the sanctuary cities.
Republican Steve Marshall, pro-Trump, fighting for Alabama.
Paid for by Steve Marshall for Alabama, Inc. P.O. Box 3537, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
Hard work, humility, integrity. All values I learned from growing up on a small family farm in West Alabama. I'm Judge Christy Edwards, and I want to put those values and my experience to work for you on the Court of Civil Appeals. I've practiced in the areas of family law, commercial and civil litigation, been an attorney for this court, and a tax court judge for almost a decade. I'm Christy Edwards. I believe judges should uphold the laws as they are written and appreciate the importance of ruling clearly and consistently so that the people and the businesses understand their rights and obligations. It's what I strive to do every day in cases involving some of the most complex laws on the books. I'm Christy Edwards. I'm a wife, a mother, a judge, and a conservative, and I'm asking for your vote in the Republican runoff on July 17th. The only thing I'm promising you is to be fair and to work hard for the people of this state.
Paid for by committee to elect Christy Edwards to Alabama Court of Civil Appeals, P.O. Box 4211, Montgomery, Alabama 36103.
In 25 minutes after 9 o'clock, one F. Jackson Campbell III.
How you doing?
The next great mayor of the city of Montgomery.
Notice I didn't say the next mayor of the great city of Montgomery.
The next great mayor of the city of Montgomery.
It's going to make Montgomery great again.
Yeah, then it'll be the great mayor of the great city of Montgomery. David L. Mowry.
David L.
Larry.
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 L stands for Larry. And I'm Baron Coleman. We're all here. This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Ate there yesterday.
You do this to me every day.
It was unbelievably delicious.
It was, yes.
Well, of course, because at 9:30 I have to tell you they sponsor these shows.
I know. But every day I'm surprised by it. Not surprised, but like, you know, I'm just...
So patterns aren't your thing.
Yeah. Well, you know, I kind of know it's coming, but I also try not to think about it until you start mentioning the great pizza... Pasta specials.
What did I have yesterday? I had the Italian
like
sandwich.
Build your own kind of thing.
Yeah. An Italian sandwich. I got a little side of that roasted red pepper dip, Jack.
I love that. I'll say, which is a move that I will be copying post-haste.
Isn't that solid?
It looked really good.
So, the sandwiches have the best bread in the world on them. It's a soft, doughy, focaccia wonder bread. And so, what I do is I peel the bread off of the sides and I dip it into the roasted red pepper dip.
It looked phenomenal.
It's
and I had the eggplant parm Which is good. Just one of the best dishes that you can get. It's just really good.
I truly believe it's probably the best dish in Montgomery at any restaurant. I really do like the eggplant parmesan. Had some salads to go with it.
That's right.
It's dynamite over at Midtown Pete's Kitchen. They're generous sponsors. We'll tell you a little bit more about the menu this week, including the special, as we get closer to the 11 o'clock hour. But let's take some phone calls. We do have a dignitary on hold, but we're going to get through these off-topic phone calls before we get to our dignitary. Vlad.
Yes, I went to St. Paul AME, tried to give away $400 million. No one takes.
No bites?
No bites.
That happens. You know, that's what happens.
In Russia, money spend you.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Ran out of ruble, right?
That's right.
Light turnout, as expected, over at the AME church this morning. That's pretty much a Democrat district. There were probably more poll workers, you know, campaign workers, than there were people voting, at least in the early hours. I mean, you had to run the gauntlet there. Everybody was nice, but I've always hated having to run a gauntlet of people, you know, when I'm trying to get to a voting.
Yeah, they did it differently this time. I had to talk to four different people before I could cast my ballot.
Oh, yeah.
That's a little ridiculous.
That's a lot.
And I love the sweet old women who volunteer for this stuff. I'm not knocking anybody.
No, they're just doing what they're told.
But I'm not. I'm going to add a little wrinkle to this. I'm not 100% sure the person who checked me in this morning could do alphabetical order.
Because
everybody was like, I'm right there, you know, pointing to the sheet while she was scanning, you know, different sheets. And
I had the, it's funny you say that, I had the exact same issue. I'm like, no, it's right there in the W's. You know?
Yeah.
Well, the median
right
age is
Chad,
about
right?
86.
Right. Oh, some predictions.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. And these aren't who I'm voting for or not voting for. These are just my predictions. Okay.
All right.
So, Twinkle, Lieutenant Governor. I think Steve Marshall's going to win the AG race. I think that Christy Edwards is going to win the civil appeals position. Rich Anderson and Bill Cole are going to take the criminal appeals positions, and Rick Tate's going to take the AG.
You really think Rich Anderson's going to win?
I think he has a pretty good shot at it.
Oh, man, that would make my heart so happy.
Yeah. I think he has really effective ads, by the way.
He does have an effective ad.
And if our guy is doing his own voiceover, I mean, his voiceover is fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, he did a good job.
He's a man of many talents.
Hey, Jack, you should learn from all these people. If you're going to run for mayor, you got to start saying the word Trump in every other conversation.
Trump and guns and pro-life.
Yeah, in fact, Jack, we can work on your hair and give you some Trump hair, you know, in between.
Oh, I can make it do like that.
You can do the big old sweep come over and
yeah.
Be,
and I'll rub Cheetos all over my face so I have that good orange glow.
Man, that's awesome.
That's the glow of freedom, Campbell.
That's the glow of freedom. So, in the meantime, we can see if we can drum up a little Russian money for your campaign.
Rubles on the way. We got this Browder guy who gets $400 million, anyone who asks.
He does accept Bitcoin.
Just a going away question, Baron.
Yes, sir.
If Putin had actually said that we laundered $400 million for the Trump campaign, what would the media have done?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Apoplectic.
Yes. Canned ham head.
You just, because a couple people have sent me these minor stories and these minor places. You know, like someone said, well, CNN did a piece on it. Well, no one watches CNN.
Right.
If you're stuck in an airport, you watch it, but no one else watches
unless
it.
Unless I'm on there.
You know why they're on the airports? The airport union cut a deal with CNN.
Yeah.
And so they have to play it.
Also, Ted Turner, Atlanta.
Atlanta, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean,
that's where it originated.
Well, I know, but the union like cut a deal. With CNN to put it
Shocker.
On. Other than that, nobody watches CNN. But even though they didn't cover it the way we covered it here,
no.
I mean that's clear. It was more of a can you imagine this kook Putin and this guy must have really bothered him in order to get Putin to lash out at him, falsely accuse him. You're right, Chad, Vlad. If Vladimir Putin had said, we laundered $400 million to the Trump campaign, that is the only thing you would hear from now until 2020.
Apoplexy.
Oh, my gosh. That would be honestly, there would be impeachment proceedings beginning tomorrow.
No doubt about it.
Yeah.
And I just want to remind everybody, this is the same left-wing media who just fell over themselves over Gorbachev in the 80s.
Oh, they loved him.
I mean, they loved him to death.
They were painting red you know, splotches on their forehead.
Glasnost.
Yeah, and since we're talking about treason, what about when Ted Kennedy wrote the letter to Andropov, I think it was, and said, hey, don't worry about Reagan, we're going to take care of it, and, you know, just,
right.
you know.
That was right before the assassination attempt, too, wasn't it?
That's right. That's
yeah,
right.
See?
I mean, there you go. You got a sitting senator literally undermining and committing treason, you know. So, anyway.
Violation of the Mann Act.
Those were good. Hey, I have. Let me just say one thing. Yeah, the Mann Act. Let me just say one thing, Harding.
We were just talking about Chuck Berry off air.
Hey, the 1980s are calling your foreign policy, right? Remember that one?
Oh, Obama. Yeah, that was his big riff on Mitt Romney during the debate.
The Romney call when Romney still said that Russia was evil. Yeah.
That's right.
There was a
all right,
there, guys. Yeah, thanks. There was a
good
picture
call.
Floating around.
Thanks,
great
Vlad.
Call. There was a picture floating around Facebook yesterday of Obama staring at Putin. And it said, remember when the president had huevos? And the only thing I remember about Obama and Putin is the Russian reset, where, oh, we got a reset button, and we're going to make great relations with Russia. And Obama leaning over on a hot mic moment when he thought his mic was off and telling the Russian ambassador, you tell Vlad I'll have some more leverage
after the election.
After the election's over. Let me get through this election, then I'll give you everything you want. Okay? So I don't want to hear it. Let's see here.
The only thing that I'll say is I do miss the 80s foreign policy of Reagan just being like, you know what? We're going to spend you guys into the ground.
Well, not only that.
You're nothing to us.
You bomb a plane, I bomb your bedroom.
Yeah.
They got Libya's attention. Disabused them of wanting to be a nuclear power. Lisa.
Hello.
Hello, Lisa.
Hi.
Hey, babies. Look, if you get to vote today at Camellia Baptist Church, everything is organized and it's wonderful. So go and vote. Go, Twinkle.
Where are you voting?
Camellia Baptist.
Are you there taking people in or something?
In private, sir.
Oh, okay. Good. Good.
Yeah. Go vote. Go vote.
Well, everybody needs to vote. It is Election Day. If you're listening to us, you're informed enough to vote.
I do. I listen to you every day.
I know you do, Lisa Kay. I would never, ever doubt you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. Lisa Kay, if you switch it around, is LASIK.
Ooh.
Like the surgery. Hey, Judge, if you'll sit tight, let's take a break. That way we don't have to take a break as soon as we bring you on. Is that fair?
It is.
They're online, too. You are, sir?
Yes, Judge Will.
I'll speak for him.
Judge Will.
Well, last name isn't Will. His first name's Will.
We'll just keep him Judge Will and let him see if... He's coming to talk about the election?
He does not care what we call him.
No, he certainly...
Just don't call him late for dinner.
He's got an opinion, and I want to hear it.
Me too.
We'll be back.
I smell sex and candy hair. Who's that lounging chair? Who's that casting devious stares in my direction? Mama, this surely is a dream.
Giving voice to liberty in our time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is Troy King. I'm the Republican running for Attorney General. My opponent, Steve Marshall, the real Steve Marshall, he's a Democrat. Appointed by a Democrat, ran as a Democrat alongside Nancy Pelosi, gave thousands of dollars to Democrats in their liberal agenda, including abortion. Marshall even had an Obama bumper sticker. The bottom line is, Steve Marshall betrayed us. He took a crooked appointment from Robert Bentley and then let Bentley off the hook, because that's what Democrats do. Enough is enough. It's time to end the deal-making that's made Montgomery a cesspool of corruption. Steve Marshall knows that the only way a Democrat can get elected Attorney General of Alabama is by pretending to be a Republican. Don't let Steve Marshall get away with it. I'm Troy King, the Republican for Attorney General. Paid for by the Friends of Troy King, P.O. Box 240-818, Montgomery, Alabama, 36124.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Swamp star Twinkle Cavanaugh is lying about conservative outsider Will Ainsworth because Twinkle is the one who didn't support Trump. The truth? Ainsworth proudly supports Trump and campaigned for him against crooked Hillary, calling Trump, quote, the only choice for true conservatives. Here's Will Ainsworth 2 years ago on Trump.
Any Republican official who votes for a candidate other than Trump might as well wear a Hillary Clinton, I'm with her button to their polling place. 8 years of Obama have allowed socialism to take root in the United States. The milquetoast Republican officials who renounce Trump should put the needs of the nation ahead of their childish tantrums. Every Republican should join me in supporting Trump.
If lobbyist, career politician, bureaucrat Twinkle Cavanaugh will lie about Trump, what won't she lie about? Will Ainsworth, the pro-Trump conservative outsider Alabama needs.
Paid for by friends of Will Ainsworth, 7520 Browns Valley Road, Gunnersville, Alabama, 35976.
Better internet, better prices, better hurry. Wow, Internet 100 is just $19.99 a month when bundled with TV for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Sign up for this offer today to get a free DVR and a premium channel all on Wow's fastest 1 gig network. It's the better deal you've been waiting for. Call 855-WOWWAY2 or visit WOWWAY.com. Switch to Wow now. Offer for new customers subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Bobby Bright once said he had no regrets about voting for Nancy Pelosi as Speaker. Guess that's why he voted with Pelosi's liberal agenda more than 70% of the time and accepted $25,000 in campaign contributions from her, and why he defended Obamacare.
Alabama's true conservative choice, Martha Roby. Roby's been a fierce advocate for Alabama values in Washington. That's why Roby supported the Trump tax cuts and stood up for Alabama farmers by voting for the Farm Bill. Martha Roby is working hand in hand with President Trump to move Alabama forward.
Our choice for Congress is clear. Fall with Pelosi and Bright, or stand tall with Roby and President Trump, Tuesday, July 17th. Vote Martha Roby for Congress.
The U.S. Chamber is responsible for the content of this advertising, paid for by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.uschamber.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It's a forecast you've heard before. Partial sunshine today. Another hot one. High temperature in the lower 90s. Heat index will be near 100 with scattered showers and thunderstorms most prominent in the afternoon and evening hours. Fading out tonight, low 75. For tomorrow, with a high temperature in the low 90s again, a generous supply of showers and storms as a front moves through the state. But then by Thursday and Friday, not as many storms. The storms thin out. Spotty afternoon and evening storms. High temperatures by then in the middle 90s. Our weather app is a great companion on the road because it knows where you are. Take it on vacation. It will give you the current weather, forecast weather, radar, plus instant push notifications for severe weather alerts. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
It's easier not to be what you measure these things by your brains. I sank into Eden. Alone in the church by and by, I'll read to you here, save your eyes. You'll need them, your boat is at sea.
I wish Live would have made it, you know, like long term.
Anchor is out.
I mean, I'm sure that they're crying themselves to sleep with their gold-plated house and their gold-plated rocket cars.
I know, but I enjoy the throwing copper album. No, I love
it. It's very good.
Like, top to bottom. And then nothing else they ever did was even remotely listenable. I just don't understand what happened. It's like they had 10 hits. They put them all on one album. instead of putting two or three on each album and stretching it out for three or four albums.
Right.
Our number, 272-9228. If you want to get in, we'll get back to the phones in mere moments. I do want to tell you about my friends over at Belmont Assisted Living. Look, I'm not naive. I know that's a tough conversation to have with somebody, assisted living, and I know it's a tough situation sometimes. But man, when you have a place like Belmont Assisted Living, the last independently owned, locally owned assisted living facility in Montgomery, they're ready to help you. Where the owners are on site regularly. They keep the place in working order. The staff and residents are like friends and family. You get three home-cooked meals a day. You get private rooms. Let me tell you, it's different. It's a different environment, totally different environment. And if you have not been by there, please, by all means, they're on Copperfield, just maybe half a mile from Taylor Road. It's just right up there on the left. It's not far at all. Beautiful little pond there. They've got chairs out there. They've got swings. They've got it's just a great environment. Great, great environment. Activities all the time for the guests. It's a really cool place. Belmont Assisted Living. Get by there when you get a chance. My friend Anita Black over there is the owner and the manager and loves it over there. So get by Belmont Assisted Living. The first thing you should do, jump online, BelmontAssistedLiving.com. BelmontAssistedLiving.com. And once you do that, you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. And you'll say, you know what? I'm not scared to have this conversation anymore. I know there's a great place here in Montgomery. BelmontAssistedLiving.com, 273-0110 if you have any questions or want to schedule an appointment. Jack Campbell, do you want to introduce our next caller?
Yes. On the phone is Judge Will Matthews from Dothan, Alabama, who's calling in to report a campaign event from last night. Will, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Jack. And you know, y'all don't know me from Adam's house yet.
I met you.
I know you.
Well, a lot of people do.
I'll confess to saying I don't.
Let me tell you this. The man with y'all, David Mowry, knows me because his father and I are best friends.
See?
And his daddy, Jim Mowry, and I have been friends for 20 years.
Is he Jim L. Mowry? Is
yes.
he Larry too?
He is.
How about that? A lot of Larry's in the family.
That's Colonel Mowry to you, Baron.
Yes, sorry, Colonel.
Hey, Will, I met you when Harry Ann was running for the Senate when David was on the other side in 2008. I was helping her. Anyway, it's been a long time.
Yeah. And you know, Harry Ann's husband had cancer, so she couldn't run this time, or she'd be in there again. But
she's such a great public servant. What a great
Coach
woman.
Coach Chastain got in without anybody running, so he'll be up there. He used to be the house guy, but now he'll be in the
right team. Right.
Well, let me tell you what, you know, I'm pretty astute as politics, and I've been in it all my life. I'm the only living person in Alabama that was on the state executive committee for the Democrat Party and the state executive committee for the Republican Party. I just got reelected by several thousand votes in Dothan.
That's great.
And I've been on that for the Republican side since 2002. And I was in the Democratic side up until 2002. And so I'm kind of a middle-of-the-road guy. But my son works for the president. So there's not and I was a delegate in Cleveland. I got elected statewide to that. So I'm a Trump person 100%. But let me tell you, so I gave Roby the edge of going into today because of all the money she spent. But let me tell you what happened in Ozark, Alabama, a little town where I grew up, about 15,000-20,000 people. They had an event, and there's a lady in Enterprise named Sue Newine, and I don't mind calling her out.
Well, I can't stand her.
You're talking about Sue Newine?
Sue Newine.
She's the congressional head of the state committee. She's on the steering committee.
Right.
And there's about 21 or two people on the steering committee. And they were the ones who threw Harry Ann out of the Republican Party.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Harry Ann got elected twice. Huge win against people with, you know, lots of money. And she beat the crap out of them. But anyway, so Sue Newine said, we're going to have this big event in Ozark last night with all the candidates there. Okay? I'll tell you who was there. Troy King was there. Twinkle was there. Their opponents were not there. But Bobby Bright was not invited. Well, I got an email from Sue Newine, because I'm on the Houston County Executive Committee, saying everybody bring 10 people so we'll have a big crowd. But guess who I brought?
Bobby Bright.
Bobby Bright, his wife Lynn, his sister-in-law, who used to be the DA up there in
Janice.
We took Janice Clardy for years, and I was the DA 30 years ago, starting practicing law, you know. So I knew Janice. I mean, I knew her from way back. So anyway, she's got a little running mate called Elaine Ridenour, who is now the treasurer for the state Republican Party. Well, Sue Newine had her elected to that, so that would give her two votes on the steering committee. They made an attempt to throw Bobby Bright off the ballot earlier this year, okay? At the state meeting.
Right.
Bobby Bright was interviewed. Roby, of course, did not show up. He never does show up. I call her no-show Roby. I've got a new moniker for her now. Lion Martha Roby. That's her new moniker after last night. Well, so last night she was supposed to be there. So Bobby's there and all this, and there's 150 people in Ozark, Alabama. It's the biggest crowd of folks I've ever seen. And her little lady gets up and says, "Oh, I just got a text message from Martha Roby. She's got a family emergency and can't be here tonight. We need to have a silent prayer for Martha Roby's family because it must be something awful for her not to be." Well, I knew that was a bunch of crap. So I put something on my Facebook. Well, guys, I've got 5,000 friends on my Facebook. David Mowry's on my Facebook.
That's true.
I'm sure he saw it.
I did.
So, unbeknownst to me, I get a post back on my Facebook for a lady down there in Dothan that was having a birthday party at Blue Plate Restaurant in Dothan. And guess what? Martha Roby was there having dinner with Mark Saliba, who's the mayor of Dothan. So she lied. First of all, she lied to her own people, saying she had some kind of family emergency. She was never going to come to Ozark, Alabama. I mean, the whole thing was just So then this Ridenour lady said, "We're going to let Bobby talk for 2 minutes." And then she was trying not to even let him speak. And the people got so mad. And then after I told everybody about my Facebook post from this lady and read it to them, there was 150 mad people last night because Martha Roby had been exposed to the liar she is. Now I've seen all these millions of dollars of ads that he voted with Pelosi 70% of the time and all that. I wonder if somebody looked back to see how many times Martha Roby has voted with Pelosi. I'll guarantee it's at least that much. A lot of these votes, guys, they have are meaningless votes.
Procedural.
They're procedural votes. But the 2 years Bobby was up there, he voted against Obamacare. He voted against cap and trade. The only time he ever voted with the Democrat was something on the military, because we've got two military bases. And he was on the Armed Services Committee. And he would vote for those. But, he's been distorted. That's fine. If she wants to do that, that's fine. But when she lies and she's exposed as a liar, I'm going to call her out on it. And I have declared war on her. And that's, I asked somebody who has a talk show in Montgomery, because I'm calling them this morning. And I was told Baron Coleman and Jack Campbell have got one, and they gave me the number, and I called.
Well, we're glad you did, Will.
I've been on the one in Dothan this morning for 30 minutes. I've been on the TV show in Troy today in L.A. for 30 minutes. And I'm going to call the guy at 12 to 3 on your channel this afternoon if he'll let me. Now, I'm a judge, so I've got to be on the bench.
I give you fair warning.
His son works. His nephew works for Martha.
You're walking into hostile territory there.
I hope you will call him.
There's a tank, and some people are in it. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, Will, we appreciate it. We got to go to a break, but thank you so much for calling.
Hey, anytime, if y'all ever need anything down here in Dale or Houston County, you call me.
You're my friend now. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Will.
Talk to you, buddy.
All right.
He's a stem winder, isn't he?
He is.
I love that accent.
Tell you what.
that Wiregrass accent is distinct.
You know, people down there ride on a car, not in a car.
That's right. Ride on my car.
Did you know that? We go on my car.
I want to get in the car. That was an old bit from George Carlin. He said, "What?" He said, "I show up to the airport." They said, "Get on the plane. Get on the plane." He goes, "Blank you. I'm getting in the plane."
In all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I'm Judge Michelle Thomas and I'm running for the Alabama Court of Civil Appeals. Did you know that 75 to 80% of civil appeals are family court cases permanently affecting the lives of children and families of Alabama? And I've ruled on over 13,000 of these cases. My opponent, she has never ruled on even one. July 17th. Vote for the judge with a heart for families and children. Vote Michelle Manley Thomason, second on the ballot, but first in experience.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Judge Michelle Manley Thomason, P.O. Box 221, Fairhope, Alabama 36533.
She's been my support for 53 years, my better half from the moment we met. And now that it's my turn to be the better half, it's good to know there's help.
If you need help caring for someone you love, Kindred may be the answer. Kindred Services can provide you with nursing visits, medications, equipment, medical supplies, and more. If you have questions about home health, hospice, or care after a hospital stay, call Kindred and speak with a registered nurse. See how we can help. 1-866-KINDRED.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. If you've ever thought of getting your real estate license, or if you need continuing education credits to keep your license, we have courses starting now designed for you. Live classes conducted by me with lots of participation and activity, loads of handouts, real-life examples by an active broker and salesperson will help you understand the ins and outs of the real estate business. With 40 years of experience in selling, listing, closing, and managing rental property, you will receive clear instruction of property law, pricing, property appraisals, and agency law. We will teach investment strategies, property management systems, and ways to profit from this business. Learn through great examples, in-depth materials, and an easy-to-find office in East Chase. We take credit cards, and online classes are available as well. Call Bo Goodson Real Estate School at 551-0225 or email me, bogoodson@charter.net.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, what are you doing up here on the roof?
I want to tell the world I just met the woman of my dreams. Well, what about you?
I want to tell the world that Liberty Mutual saved me $782.
Liberty did what?
They saved me $782.
Oh, you go first then. $782 really puts finding love into perspective.
Visit us online to get a quote and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
If you plan to enjoy your lawn this summer, remember, so do bugs. Change their plans with Roundup Bug Destroyer from the Home Depot. And right now, save up to $20. Bug Destroyer kills over 100 kinds of insects, even grubs and ticks, and keeps killing for 3 months without harming the lawn. It's a long summer, better plan accordingly. Right now, when you buy more, you can save more. Up to $20 on Roundup Bug Destroyer. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection varies by store.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman here every day. Dave joins us on Thursdays and special occasions. Today is such an occasion. Election Day 2018.
Election runoff.
Why auspicious?
I don't know. I like that word.
It's a good word. It's detailed, descriptive. Speaking of detailed, descriptive words, that's kind of what they sneak into the law so that it sounds more complicated than it is. It's not. My friend Troy King is a great lawyer here in town, former Attorney General of the state of Alabama. And I can't recommend enough that you get on the phone with him and call him when you get a chance, because this guy understands the law forward, backwards. And I think what he understands is it doesn't have to be as complicated as some people make it. If you're getting ripped off, you need a lawyer. That's about as easy as it is. I mean, or if you're in a situation where you're going to get ripped off. And let me tell you, if you're dealing with an insurance company after a car wreck, after a bad time at the hospital, you're going to get ripped off. I used to work for these guys. I get it. This is what I did for a living. I'm not going to name the companies, but I represented insurance companies the first several years I was out in private practice, and I saw what they do. I saw how much money they spend to make sure you don't get what you deserve. That's why I send cases to people like Troy King when I get a chance, because when somebody calls me, if it's a case that I can't handle, I send it to Troy King because he can. He can. Does a great job. What's his number, Jack? Do you remember his number by chance?
215-4440.
I think that's right. 215-4440. I think that's right. I don't know why it slipped my mind right then.
I don't either.
I'm usually pretty good at these phone numbers and don't write them down. Yeah, that's right. 215-4440. Call him.
4440.
Jack Quest is also a living phone book. There's that, too. That's why I like having him around.
Yeah.
He knows everything.
Yeah, knows what?
God knows everything.
Everything.
So anyway, go by, get Troy King on the horn if you need anything at all. Anything at all.
Representation is made. The quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Say it again. I think it ran over.
He's a really good guy on a personal level.
He's a great, great human being. Rich Anderson, who Vlad called earlier and said will be the next Court of Criminal Appeals judge.
I got those Russian bots working for me.
Overtime.
That's what's going on there, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, I am lifelong Republican and Senate candidate
for
criminal
deal. Hey, Rich, put your phone up to your mouth. We can't hear you.
I'm sorry. Just saying that, yes, this is Rich Anderson, lifelong Republican candidate for the Court of Criminal Appeals.
And, look, I voted for you this morning at about 6:55 out in Pike Road.
Awesome.
I'm sure a lot of other people in our audience will make that determination as well. We don't tell them how to vote here, but I think you're qualified and the best choice.
Thank you. I can't tell you how happy I was yesterday to hear that I'd managed to convert the next mayor of Montgomery to get on the right side of history and vote Anderson.
Let me tell you something. You better remember that next August.
Hey, I will. Believe you me. I'm doing exactly what Dave Murray says is a complete waste of time, and probably is. I'm out kind of touring around some of the polling places and saying hello to people and anything to keep me from...
I'm saying, it'll keep you from going stir crazy.
Hey, Rich.
Exactly.
Rich, refresh my memory. Didn't your dad serve...